A shooting in Ludlow forces police to lock down the area.
A woman accused of killing her husband is back in court.
And the New Heights podcast moves to Fifth Third with severe weather on the way.
Five on Five and Five. It is Thursday, April 11th. Megan, Kelly, and Steven here with you on a very busy Thursday morning. It started like right when we went on air. Or before that, because it's been raining all night.
And hasn't stopped.
No, and it's not going to stop, you guys.
I know.
Which is a good thing, according to Randy. I learned something new today.
There you go. So this is a day we want it to be gloomy. We want it to rain. We do not want to hit the potential high for today. So that helps keep us on the lower end of potential severe weather. The sun, the dryness, that could juice up the atmosphere and get things going.
The more things feel like Florida, the worse
it could get. The worse, yes. Yeah. So that last storm system that we had that did have tornadoes that hit the Adams County area, those places, West Union, the break in the rain and the sunshine, I noticed something on social media. It was a battle of, those meteorologists don't know what they're talking about. It's sunny and it's beautiful outside there. It's not going to be severe weather. Coupled with the people, not our meteorologists, fighting back going, this is exactly the opposite of what we want. Like, this is the problem, actually. The fact that it's sunny and dry and humid is causing problems. So I'm sorry that I just potentially insulted people with those voice imitations.
They need to know.
Yeah, they actually should be insulted.
Yeah. Oops. Anyway, so let's talk about today. Today we have rain. And Randy, I'm going to use her word, called it a conveyor belt of rain. And that actually helps us decrease our chances for severe weather. But there is still a chance. And that's between noon and 4 to 5 p.m. So that would be mainly for strong winds, potential for hail, very low tornado threat, but obviously always something to be aware of. Eastern Ohio, West Virginia, they were dry overnight. So that's why their chances for severe weather are greater. So we're kind of on the outskirts of that severe threat, but still be ready for it. Also, just be ready for the rain, because if it does kind of continue on the conveyor belt, like Randy has mentioned, it's just a lot of it. Now, cloudy, rainstorms, low of 47. Tomorrow, more rain. Strong afternoon winds with 40 miles an hour, which, yeah, that's definitely noticeable. Saturday and Sunday, though, looking really, really nice. So always like looking ahead to the weekend.
Yes, I'm a big fan of looking forward to the weekend on any day of the week.
Especially when there's nice weather.
Right. Sounds like I'll be grilling this weekend, which I'm okay with.
It's my favorite time of the year to not ever plan meals.
All right, let's jump into our headlines. 5 on 5 in 5 here on your Thursday. One of our breaking news stories all over it down in Ludlow, Kentucky.
Yes, so Kenton County Sheriff's officials telling us there is an active investigation, and as of 7:45 here on this Thursday, it is still active. We do know shots were fired. An investigation has been ongoing. At one point, a shelter in place was in place, and right now, no one has been arrested. They are still looking for a suspect who potentially fled from a stolen vehicle. So that's the update. Steven just handing it to me now. Again, it's a fluid situation. So all those real-time updates will be on WLWT.com. The shelter in place, obviously concerning. Roads were blocked. Police were checking IDs and cars. That doesn't happen very often in any of these situations. So a lot to come. Check the website for updates there.
Nor are reporters asked to get back in their cars and report from their cars,
right,
which was significant.
Yeah.
So, of course, stay on top of that story. Next up, we're heading out to Riley Township. Kind of a crazy story happening there.
Yeah, that arraignment is set for 65-year-old Pamela Sue Harville. She's accused of murdering her own husband, but court documents do show her defense is already making a motion hoping to get the case dismissed. This all started just more than a week ago on April 3rd. Deputies were called to a home in Riley Township, as you mentioned, Stephen, where they did find a man dead. They took Harville into custody, originally just for questioning, but she was soon charged with murder. Her defense has already filed a written plea of not guilty by reason of insanity. And so far, it isn't clear if that will change any of the plans for today's hearing, but so far she is still on the docket. We do expect to learn more during this morning's hearing. Right now it is scheduled for 8:30, and of course we'll bring you any of those developments. And if anything changes, of course, we'll let you know about that on WLWT.com and on air.
Next up, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine held his State of the State address, and he wants more investment in Ohio's children. During his address, the governor pushed to keep marijuana smoke away from kids. It's been 6 months since Ohio voters greenlit Issue 2 to legalize recreational marijuana. Governor DeWine wants state lawmakers to follow their wishes and make clear rules for pot, especially regulations to keep it away from kids.
We owe it to our families to change that, and you have the power to do that. I ask you to exercise that power. It's not what people want.
You know, the majority party is divided. They can't come to any consensus of agreement on just about anything. And so until we fix that, you know, I venture to say that it's going to be difficult to get anything done.
That window for state lawmakers to refine marijuana regulations closes here in a few weeks. Governor DeWine also renewed his call to ban flavored tobacco products. All right, here in April, it is Oregon Donation Month, and Kelly Hughes talked to some great people who are, I don't want to say participating, but giving that gift of life.
Really highlighting how truly life-changing this can be, life-giving, true, as well. So a living organ donation is maybe not often talked about, or it's only talked about when someone you know is impacted. You know somebody in your family who needs a kidney or a liver, and then the conversation of living organ donation gets started. While donation is by no means easy, it is incredibly rewarding. Shannon Black is a woman that we met. She learned that by going through it herself. She's a UC law student. She started the process of organ donation for a family member. Things didn't work out there, but her journey had already started. And she kind of said, once she found out she was cleared, once she had passed all those tests, she was like, you know, I'm already this far, like, let's do it. So she chose to continue the process here in Cincinnati because she is in school here. And she spoke with Cincinnati Children's Hospital. So her journey took her to 3-year-old Curtis Binkley. He's been through a lot, in a very short time. His family was kind of losing hope until they got the call of truly a lifetime. These two really don't have a lot in common. One is a UC law student. One loves Bluey and causing mayhem.
It's a little different.
It's a little different, but they are so cute, and it's what's inside that bonds them together.
You've passed this test. You've done that right. It helped solidify more and more for me that this is something I wanted to do, but I think I wouldn't have had that experience if I didn't. I think you just have to start it. Just give it a try. Sign up. Do the first few tests and see how you're feeling and keep going.
So Shannon and Curtis had their surgeries on Halloween of last year. They're both doing incredibly well. They seem great. I talked with them last week. They met on Valentine's Day, which is really cute, something they hope to continue. And they'll be on the field ahead of this afternoon's Reds game, showing people how impactful the gift of life can be. Just talking with Curtis's family about kind of he was pretty kind of lackluster. He just didn't have energy. He was kind of a grayish yellow color. And gosh, when I saw him last week, he was just doing laps around Great American Ballpark and having a great time. So
being a 3-year-old.
Being a 3-year-old, yes. They did joke that they are getting the terrible twos combined with the three-nager phase kind of all at once, since he didn't get to get that out of his system. So
I hope they enjoy that.
They have more children as well, so I send them love and support from afar.
I'm glad he's doing well. I'm glad his donor is doing well. So a great story there all around. All right. Something that's been anticipated for weeks since it was announced. They sold a lot of tickets and then the weather got in the way. The Kelce brothers, they are back in town. They were back out at the bars last night, apparently. I guess it was a video of like Joe Burrow hanging out somewhere or something like that. Or,
you know,
unconfirmed reports.
Unconfirmed of who all. You can see Jason through the window of Uncle Woody's. Kerry Coombs is there. So, yeah, that part is confirmed. I don't know that Joe is there or if Travis is there. I was not out at the college bars last night. I know that comes as a surprise.
Yes, but we are journalists and we can find surveillance footage.
Wait, is that out there?
I would be curious.
You guys, we could see who's walking into Woody's. We could see back doors.
I wonder if
what cameras do you have access to?
Yeah. Okay. I don't.
She's going to request the information. I'm sure this will be a top priority for Cincinnati police to get us this video. Anyway, so yes, Jason was seen playing darts. He's talked about Uncle Woody's before on the podcast of how he enjoyed throwing darts there in college. Not shocking that they went back there. But the young ladies of Cincinnati are paying attention.
Good.
You've got Jason Kelce.
Good for them.
Travis Kelce, Joe Burrow, Orlando Brown. I mean, there's truly a man for everyone.
It's like a boy band, really.
That would be hysterical. But
anyway, so the podcast.
Stevie Wonder, a boy band. They released music. Did
yes.
they not?
Well, yeah. The Eagles did. Great Christmas album, by the way.
Really, Travis was a contributor to that.
Yes, he was on it as well.
Anywho, so the podcast moved from Nippert to Fifth Third's arena, which all the times are the same. Doors at 5, Lumbaby games at 7.
It is hard to say.
And then the podcast at 9 o'clock. Now, if you had tickets for Nippert, they'll still be honored. Just keep an eye on your email. I think they said by 11 o'clock, all those emails should be gone out to get your digital ticket. But with the venue change, this is now a sold-out event. Just be careful. Watch the weather. Enjoy the show. And if remember, it's a podcast. You don't have to go tonight. Because it'll be on, what, Tuesday mornings it drops? Wednesday mornings it drops?
Wednesday at 9:30.
I'm just saying, there's ways to hear it for free. But I'm sure it's going to be a cool experience.
It'll be cool. Yeah. I mean, the people who are going are going to have a great time. Also, it'll be fun to see how it's edited and how Cincinnati is reacted to. I think it'll be really fun for people to listen
to. Steven, you can listen to Taylor Swift's music on Spotify or you can go to her concert.
You have to pay for both of those.
Is such a dad conversation.
I am a dad.
Dad, we're done.
Whatever, Steven.
We're done, Dad.
So enjoy the podcast. That's Kelly. That's Megan. I'm Steven. We'll see you on Friday.